Blog Talk Radio. Ally McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Napier Settlement is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you, Napier Settlement, one of my favorite places on this earth. Napier Settlement. Hey, this weekend, guys, is Napier Nights, June 19th and 20th, American English. And that YouTube cover band, Elevation, is on. So join Napier Settlement, Napier Nights this weekend. And check out the sponsor tent, too. I will be over there hanging out with at the sponsor tent, and I'll be on the lawn, too. So look for me at Napier Nights Concerts. That's a nice stall. Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Hey, and if you know a veteran, they serve our veterans. Discounts for veterans at All Service Limousine. Say hello to Mario, my buddy over there. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with good food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. That's what I meant to say. All right, I've only had a half a cup of coffee this morning. SullivanSteak.com. Tell them Dolly sent you, and check out that Dolly Teeny. Kind of tasty, isn't it? Let me know how you like it. All right, the Bocconi's Pizza, they have locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bocconi's.com, and they do have a Dolly special. I don't plan on this. I don't have all of my sponsors have specials. I don't. They just do that. You know, I'll tell you, this month, if you go into Bocconi's and get the Dolly special or anything you want to order, dessert's on me. So mention my name, and I'll take care of your dessert. All right. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by my good friends over at Arthur Murray Dance. They have a location here in Oak Brook, right outside of our studios here at WCKG. You know, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. They told me to say that, and it's true. I take lessons there, and I love it. ArthurMurray.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And if you mention this show, you can receive 20% off installation. NapervilleAlarm.com.
Central Bank, Miller Lite, and Pepsi bring you the 2015 Barbecue Fest. 3 days of fun, music, carnival, a car show, and great barbecue along the banks of the beautiful Kankakee River. Thursday night, Local H and Puddle of Mud rock the stage. And get ready for the Friday night party of Vanilla Ice and Salt and Pepper. Saturday wraps up with country's Ashton Shepard, Aaron Tippin, Josh Thompson, and NBC's The Voice winner, Craig Wayne Boyd. MC for the event is Full Throttle Saloon's TV star, GOAT, July 9th through the 11th. For ticket information, log on to kvpd.com.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody, this is Dolly. You've got me on the right station, Dolly McCarthy. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG and on Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, 89.9 FM, and TuiVille.com. We can't forget TuiVille. You know, someone had written me a note this week and said, hey, Dolly, I can't listen to your show because you're on at 9:30. When I'm working at 9:30. Well, listen, you can tune in anytime because we podcast the show too. So once the show is completed live, we wrap it up and we shoot it out to the cloud. Is that how it goes? Something like that. And so you can instantly click on the Dolly McCarthy Show link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Dolly McCarthy Show, and you can click right on there, and you can hear it anytime you want on your smartphone, at home, anywhere, really, and even in another state or another country. We have people in Italy, Italia, that are listening to the show, and I should do a shout-out to them. Ciao, Bella. Tiziana and Cinziana are listening in Roma, my friends out there. Yeah, they do listen. It's pretty cool. I wish I had some friends in China. I want to hear from you, from the Chinese people out there. Tell your family in China to listen. Wouldn't that be cool to have some Chinese listeners? Okay. All right. So today, yes, this is the good show, and today we do have a lot of good guests on the show. Legendary country singer. Am I flipping around a lot? Aaron Tippin is on the show today, and he is going to talk about his 25 years in country music with 25 of his favorite songs. We're not going to be able to play them all, but we're going to play his newest release. So stick around for that interview. Aaron Tippin's going to be at
Kankakee Barbecue Fest.
That's Tim that you're hearing. Tim is my intern, my lovely intern. Say hello, Tim.
Hey,
yeah, Kankakee Barbecue Fest.
July 11th.
Yeah, he'll be there. We're
country
gonna see
night.
Aaron. Country night.
It's country night.
In Kankakee. Good old Kankakee.
Never been
so
to Kankakee.
Excited about that. So Aaron Tippin stopped by earlier this week, and we got to talk to him. It's recorded, so he's not here live, so don't be running to the station to see if you can meet Aaron Tippin, because you won't. He's not here. He's somewhere in West Virginia, I guess, right now. So anyway, but he'll be in town shortly, so hang in there. We have Doug Rotella from Homebridge Financial Services. He's a celebrity in his own right. Doug's in the studio. Hey, Doug, say hello.
Hey, Dolly, how are you?
I'm great. We'll be talking to Doug about Homebridge. And one thing about Doug is he's an Italian boy. Like, you know, for me, we got a lot in common with our Italian roots, don't
true,
we?
True, absolutely.
We got to talk about
food
that.
And wine.
But yeah, oh, yes, we do. But, Doug, you're from Jersey, and I'm from
Please
Chicago.
Don't say what exit.
And so the difference between us is you like your pizza in triangle shape, and I like them in square, right? Is that the difference between us?
No, so we like ours thin. You guys like that deep dish stuff.
We do in Chicago. We love that deep dish.
Fabulous.
We're thrilled to have you here, Doug. Thanks.
Dolly.
I know you're
gonna. Here.
I know you're going to be flying off shortly, so we won't keep you, but we'll get to Doug first. We also have the lovely Lisa Thompson in the studio from Blue Sky Bakery. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Blue Sky Bakery, we're going to get into it some more, but I love the message. Social change, powdered by your appetite. I love that. Or powered by your – I said powdered. I think it was powdered sugar. I think that's what I have on the brain. Lisa brought some delicious treats in the studio this morning, and we're going to talk about that. And she's got her – this is a non-for-profit bakery. This is why you're here. We love to feature non-for-profits on the show every week. And how sweet it is that we have – Tim found a bakery non-for-profit. We love them all. We don't discriminate, but I was thrilled to hear that there's a not-for-profit bakery out there. So I'd love to hear all the good things you're doing, Lisa. We'll get to Lisa after Doug.
Sure.
But we do have to check in with my sister, who is on the road. You know, we're doing a road trip this summer. Right, Tim?
We are doing a road trip this summer.
So I want to hear about all your road trips. My sister is on the ultimate road trip. She is driving Route 66, historic Route 66. Some people have never heard of Route 66, like my intern Tim over here revealed to everybody last week.
Hey, I still don't know.
It's
true.
Historic Route 66. Gosh, if I could get that out. And so my sister had this dream and this desire to cruise Route 66, and we're going to check in with her just in a few moments. But if you are planning a road trip, we would love to hear from you. You know, I love to hear the good word on this show. What is the good word? You know, so I don't think we did post that until early this morning. I got a few responses about people's good news for the week. I'd love to hear your good news. And I want to hear your plans this summer, too, what road trips you're taking. It may not be a Route 66, but maybe it's something even more amazing than that. I don't know. My sister's got the ultimate road trip going right now.
Apparently.
And speaking of road trips, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're going on a road trip all summer long. Right, Tim?
We are. We got five stops this summer.
Five stops,
five
that
stops,
it?
including this weekend. We're going to be at Lake Shake, Windy City Lake Shake.
That's right. We are going to be getting our country on this weekend. Tim is not a big fan of country, but he will after this weekend, told him.
Ask me Sunday morning.
He will be a fan. Windy City Lake Shake, we're going to be seeing Brad Paisley there, Florida Georgia Line,
Cassidy Pope.
Cassidy Pope. Kanan Smith, I saw him a few weeks ago at Joe's Bar on Weed Street in Chicago. He's an up-and-coming country singer.
I keep hearing
his music on U.S., I won't say it, my competitor stations, the country stations in Chicago. But who else we got this weekend there?
Blanking today.
Okay. Everybody get an intern, because Tim is just awesome. He's doing great. Tim, we're going to be leaving Friday night. We got Brad Paisley Friday night. He's trying to pull it out, and I'm stalling here. I'm tap dancing, because he wanted to give the plug to the Windy City Lake Shake. Well, all right,
check out Windy City Lake Shake.
That's the first of our road trip. The rest of our road trip will be all over the place. We're going to be in Kankakee Barbecue Fest. You heard the commercial for that. And, of course, there's Country Night there, Aaron Tippin. And you know who else is going to be there? Craig Wayne Boyd from The Voice. He'll be there, and we're going to have him on the show as well. We also have Vanilla Ice. He's going to be in Kankakee as well. Then we're going to do a walk and run for the Rotary Club of Naperville. That's July 11th. Country Thunder. Oh, my goodness. Luke Bryan is there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We got an Elvis birthday party. What else on our road trip? Naperville Last Fling. Healing Field. We're going to end it all, cap it all off with the Healing Field of Honor back in Naperville, and that will be in November, so that's not really part of the summer road trip, but that's important to make note of because they're going to have 2015 flags honoring all of our veterans. How awesome is that?
That's a lot of flags.
It's a lot of flags, that's for sure. Okay, let's get to the phones. My sister Lulu is on the line. Lou, are you there? Oh, is she there? Lou?
I can hear you.
Lou.
Can you hear me?
I think
yeah.
You called in twice. I see two numbers here. Two of the same numbers here. So how are you doing, Lou?
Oh, my gosh.
You're in the last lake, right?
Yeah, we're heading back home. We're in Albuquerque right now, getting ready to head out to Amarillo. And then we'll be back home by Saturday, late Saturday night.
Wow, I can't believe all the pictures you've been taking, all the places you've stopped off. I can only imagine the stories with you three. Sister Lou.
Believe me. There's two things about this trip. First of all, a lot of Americans don't realize this is such a gem. We have such a fantastic, beautiful country and wonderful, beautiful people. Being on this road trip gave me an even greater appreciation for being an American and living here. You know, you go abroad, you understand, you know, oh, you come home, it's wonderful. But now I really understand why, even more so. It's like we've met so many just wonderful, kind people. I mean, we've had so much fun. So many people from overseas drive the route. And we ask them, why? Why do you drive this route? And they're like, because it's a dream of ours. We've heard all about it all our lives. And when we meet some Americans, they're like, well, are you stopping or why are you doing this? You know, it's like, and we as Americans should treasure this road. The road is the journey, and the people along it are just, it's been, I want to cry sometimes. That's how wonderful it's been. It really has. You're getting choked up right now.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, a lot of people, and there are some people out there that don't even know what Route 66. Now, when you heard of Route 66, when was it that you decided, I got to do this route? I got to drive this route and experience Route 66. What's so special about Route 66?
You know, it was when I turned 50, and that was only a year ago. No.
I was going to say, you're not that old. I mean, you're old, but you're not that. I'm just kidding. I'm your little sister. I can say that.
When I had hiked the Grand Canyon, we had stopped in Flagstaff, and I had always heard of Route 66, but never understood it. And the girl, one of the girls on the trip that I was traveling with, we took a picture under the flag, under the sign, the street sign for Route 66 in Flagstaff. And she told me about it and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, I'm doing that. That's my next big adventure. And it took me a couple years to get it organized, but I never really understood it. And I just, you know, you always hear, oh, Route 66, you drive from Chicago to California. But it's such an adventure. I mean, some of the road is closed off, and some little towns that were thriving towns are now ghost towns. I mean, literally, ghost towns.
Really?
You drive through, and there's abandoned buildings.
You see, like, the tumbleweeds blowing in the
blowing in the dry dirt. I always want to see that.
Well, not right now. It's been really green. It's been really green because it's been raining a lot, and so the country is really beautiful. There's a lot of rain, so everything is really green. But in these small little towns, some people are barely surviving. We met a man who was in Seligman, Oklahoma, and his name is Angel Dolores Nelly. Just a delight. He worked for 10 years to keep Seligman alive, to keep Route 66 alive on his strip.
Wow.
And he did it. Just a sweet, gentle man. But other towns were not so lucky, you know, because of the bypass that went through and circumvention it. But the road is fantastic because it runs along the I-40 interstate. And it's so cool because you're driving on Route 66 and everybody's honking their horns and, you know, you're the only one on this road. So it's like
it
amazing.
It truly is an open road.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Now, Lou, did you guys ever get lost? Is it possible to get lost on Route 66?
You can because, well, also, the bigger thing is that you run into dead ends. You know, all of a sudden the road just stops. And we went to one, we're driving along, and we see these huge boulders, and it's like, what the heck? No signage telling us that the road is dead. So you kind of backtrack. But that was the biggest thing, is dead-end roads. And the road is constantly changing because, you know, we are, you know, our country is changing. And so it's constantly, you know, sometimes it's being fixed, sometimes it's being cut off again, you know. So there's a lot of, they call them alignments. There's a lot of alignments of Route 66. So you can take, there's one like from before 1931, and then there's a 1931 to 35 route. And, you know, so there's a lot of different alignments you could take. Some go all the way through, some dead end, and, you know, some are no longer exist.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this has been the most adventurous vacation you've ever taken?
Absolutely, yeah.
You totally did not have it really you just really took off and explored the open road. Or did you map out certain locations you were going to be stopping
at?
Well,
what I did is there's tons of information and books out there. So what I did is I created a spreadsheet by state.
That's so
and then
rude.
By city.
That's so my sister. Spreadsheet. What? I don't even know how to do a spreadsheet. I'm teasing you. But you know what? My sister is organized, but she's very adventurous. She's probably the most adventurous one in the family next to me. I think I'm pretty adventurous, but this one is.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. What's your next trip going to be, Lou? How are you going to top this?
Well, actually, we met a group from the UK, Motorcycle King, or Motorcycle Group, that when you're traveling, there's a lot of people you hook up with the same people over and over again. And so we met up this UK group. They've been a blast to be with. And so we're talking possibly of meeting up with them again next year to do the Pacific Highway, which is Highway 1 out in California, going along the Big Sur and stuff like that. So that might be my next bit of adventure. That's on the list for sure at some point.
That would be awesome. Well, Lou, you know what? I am so happy for you that you finally got your dream accomplished, cruising down Route 66. And it's been fun to watch you post all those pictures and all your adventures on Twitter. If you want to check out my sister's Twitter page and see where she's been and going to, go to GoLuluGo5,
right? Mm-hmm.
On Twitter.
GoLuluGo5, yeah. And it's been just a wonderful time.
Julian Lennon is following you, isn't that right? He's one of your fans? Because you've been taking the Beatles. You have this little Beatles statue that she's posting everywhere. Yeah, you are hilarious.
We have the Beatles with the boulder, Beatles and a bison, Beatles and a bakery, Beatles and, we try to find all the bees, and there's a lot of them.
That was hilarious. Very cute.
Yeah.
And I love the mug. Thanks for posting my mug next to the Route 66 sign.
Oh, I got more, Dolly. I got more. I haven't posted a lot, but I have definitely more I'll send on to you. The Dolly mug has survived this trip. It's been a lot of interesting places.
That mug's been on more adventures and road trips and spots in the world than I have been. That's pretty fun. All right, Lou, well, thanks so much for calling in. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday. Is it this Saturday you're coming home?
Yeah, this Saturday I'm coming home.
And
can't wait tell your intern not to feel bad, because I was not a big country fan until this trip. Aunt Barbara's with me, and she's a huge country fan, so we've been listening to a lot of country, and also we've been listening to, what's up, Barb, what's one of our favorite songs? you know, Funk You Up. Who's that? Who's the singer of that?
Oh, Funk You Up. Who sings that? Uptown. Funk You Up.
Oh, that's
Uptown,
Bruno Mars
Bruno
and
Mars.
Mark Robinson.
Bruno Mars.
Mark
yeah.
Robinson.
Yes. Isn't that hilarious?
All right.
Listen,
we've been
say hello to Aunt Barb. I got
to
go. Say hello to Aunt Barb.
Love
you.
You
guys drive safe.
Okay.
Love you too. Thanks for calling
okay.
in.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
sure.
Lou.
Bye.
I said hello.
Ah, yes.
Let me just say it. I have to say it. Our Black Hawks won the Stanley Cup. Yes, congratulations to our boys. We're so proud of you. I had to say that because my Jersey friend is here. Doug Rotella from Homebridge Financial is here. Can I just do this commercial really fast
sure.
for Homebridge? But I have to say, do a shout-out to our Blackhawks, our Chicago Blackhawks, for winning the Stanley Cup finally after 77 years at home and their third Stanley Cup in 6 years.
Yeah.
Isn't this amazing? The town went crazy. You know where I was that night?
Where?
Well, I got invited to the game. I was going to go to the game. Then the last minute, you know, things happen. Okay, I get it. I was disappointed. I stayed late at work because we had a flood in Chicago. We had down, you know, rain, heavy rain, storm, and flooding. So the Ike, the Ike is a short name for the Eisenhower 290, was flooded and closed down. So I stayed late at work because I'm a traffic reporter. That's what I do.
Breaking traffic.
Pays the bills. Breaking traffic news. So I stayed late at work to wait because I take the Ike home. I thought by the time I leave, you know, 8 o'clock, it'll open up. And so I got wrapped up in my work. I forgot to check the maps and see if there were still trouble spots. So I just got on the Ike, you know, just thinking the Lord will take me home. I'll be fine. Sure enough, I got to the circle, and I was stuck. I was stuck on the Ike for 3 hours. I wanted to scream at somebody, but no one was in the car with me. So thank God. Thank God for radio. I was doing it old school. I listened to the entire Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup on the radio, old school. That's how
there
I used
go.
To listen to it when I was a little kid, because it wasn't on TV.
That's great.
It was hilarious. It was so funny. I couldn't believe it. My friends are texting, you're still on the Ike? You're still there? You're not going to believe what's going on in the game. You didn't see that? Did you see that? I'm like, shut up. I'm listening to it on the radio. Nobody talks. I was so upset. But, you know, the radio, those announcers on the radio are awesome. And it's almost like you're there, the way they describe the game. So I feel like I really didn't miss anything. I got a really good play-by-play from the legendary Hawks announcers. So I was on the Ike. And when they won, I was sitting there at North Harlem Avenue. Finally, they opened up the expressway when I got to Harlem Avenue. So I flew home from there, but 3 hours later. But when they won, I was right at Harlem when the expressway was opening up. And I just laid on my horn. I'm honking. I'm roping up the windows. I'm going, woo! And no one, everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, aren't you guys Hawks fans? What's going on here? Everybody was so, such in a bad mood. So, Doug, where were you? Were you guys watching the Hawks game in Jersey? Are you guys fans of the Hawks?
No.
Oh, come on.
Rangers, come on.
Who's your team out there? Is it the Rangers?
Rangers.
All right.
It was depressing, but we're also Giants fans, which hasn't been great this past year. Actually, me, personally, I'm a Packers fan, so I know that's not
true. Oh, my goodness. Why didn't you tell me that before you came in the studio? I'm kidding.
Don't throw me out the window here.
We're huge Bears fans in here. Huge Cubs, Bears, you know, whatever. I love Chicago sports. Last night I went to the Sox game, and people there were teasing me. It was NIU night. NIU is my alma mater. And they were saying, Dolly, what are you doing here? Because I'm like the biggest Cubs fan. My license plate's Cubs.
Yeah, I would have said that too, actually. I would have said that.
But they don't know me well enough. If you listen to the show, you know I'm still a Sox fan. I grew up on the Northwest side, so I'm a huge Cubs fan. But I still cheer for the Sox. You know, na, 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 na. That was their original theme song. Okay, I'll shut up. So Doug Rotella is here with Homebridge. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise.
Our mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call Homebridge Financial Services at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services, and they just opened up a new location in Naperville, downtown Naperville. So it's conveniently located if you're out in the southwest suburbs. You know, you could check out Homebridge Financial, Google it and get the number if you missed my, I'll say it again. But we're also got all kinds of information about Homebridge on our social media, so you can check out our social media pages for that. They're the good guys over there. I like this guy. Doug Rotella, I met you,
Christmas time.
Christmas time?
Yep.
Was it at Christmas time?
Before Christmas.
Your company Christmas party?
Yep.
Just by accident, I was standing next to you at the bar, and we started talking with each other. I think we were talking about being Italian.
You said your name was McCarthy.
Waiting for
you
some
said
good
your name
wine.
Was Italian. I said, okay, we'll forgive you for taking that.
Oh, that's right. You thought I was Irish. Yeah, I'm Irish. I was. Never mind. We won't go there.
I'm married to an Irish girl, too, so I get it.
We love the Irish.
We make green meatballs for kids.
Do you really?
That's what we call them, green meatballs, our kids.
That's too funny. I thought you said we make green meatballs. Like, how do you do that? Green meatballs are your kids. That's hilarious. So it's not red sauce. It's the green. Yeah, good for you. All right.
Gravy.
Yeah. So Doug, you started this company years ago.
1989.
Yeah. Many, many moons ago. I was in college in 89. Where was I in 89? Okay. Anyway, so you started this. How did it all begin for you? You're the guy that started this. This is a huge corporation now. How big is it?
We're the ninth largest independent mortgage banker in the country currently.
Wow.
We have about 1,400 associates across the country, about 91 locations. How did I get into it? I don't think anybody ever says, I want to grow up to be a mortgage banker. It's just not ever done. As a matter of fact, I made my daughter in fourth grade write an essay on why she wants to be one. And my wife looked at me like, why are you doing that? I said, well, in the event she ever goes into the mortgage business, she could be the one person who said, I want to do it since fourth grade. But I started it in the worst time, that's just at the beginning of the banking crisis in the late 80s. Everyone was getting out. I felt it was a great time to get in. And we made a real little name for ourselves by doing work with banks that weren't lending. We did affiliate relationships with them in New Jersey. And it just started going, met people, and hired some great people along the way. And we started growing from a little operation in a basement, and then we took a couple of different floors in different buildings, went to about 400 people. And in 2007, we went through the crash that everyone was getting crushed on. But we've always been a common-sense lender. Big on FHA, big on VA, conventional business, loans that made sense. Loan sharks, we used to say, had better lending criteria than most of the people in the mortgage industry in the early 2000 era. And we did a recapitalization of the company. We brought in a great partner with the company now, who is now the CEO of the company. He was the CEO of another publicly traded company, Peter Norton. He's absolutely probably the most brilliant person, in my opinion, in the business. And helped steer the ship, get it in the right direction, and we've grown, never stopped since.
Wow.
Every year has been better than the other.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
What a model.
Yeah.
And you have a real passion, so I think that, and I can sense it in you. Here you are, the big guy, and you came all the way to Chicago to talk to me in the studio about this company. This is just, you're just starting out here in the Chicago market. What took you so long to get here?
Well, we've been trying to get in here for about 3 years. It was really finding the right person. We located a great person to start up and head the region. I think you met him, Steve Stapleton.
I know that guy.
You know Steve.
I know a lot
Steve
of his family.
Steve is in
Ohio
this
Naperville.
Morning. Steve is out in Ohio this morning at our offices there.
Hi, and, Steve. And he's also from Naperville. He grew up in this area.
Right in the heart of Naperville, yeah. I guess
Naperville
that's why
school,
we're in
smart kid. Okay,
well,
smart kid. Now,
we'll
he's, now
credit,
he's a grown-up.
Yeah. But Steve is was a very talented individual. He's been in the mortgage business for a while. We got a good comfort together. I mean, we're very much about who we work with and the people. We're a people-oriented company. We're passionate about what we do. We believe in the mortgage business. We believe in our company. We believe in doing the right thing. Our mission statement is to be the most recommended mortgage company in the world. And the only way you do that is by doing a good job and doing right by your customers.
Yeah. Now, what makes you different than banks?
Well, we're completely service-oriented. Banks are not on the same level of services that we are. We probably have more competitive products. We have a bigger array of products. We will try and make that deal work for everybody. We take great care of our customers from start to finish, especially our veterans, our VA products. As you know, I'm a very big supporter of our great men and women in uniform, and so is everybody in the company. So the service and the treatment you get here, we try and wow them. The experience is a wow experience.
And you have special programs for veterans. That's what I loved
yes.
about this company, because Tim, you know, as my intern,
mm-hmm.
our priority here is not-for-profits, honoring them. I'm so glad that Lisa Johnson is here, or Thompson, sorry, Johnson. Lisa, forgive me. I need more sugar. Lisa is here with Blue Sky Bakery. It's a non-for-profit, doing great things. We can't wait to get to her. And we talk to a lot of veteran groups in our military. It's so important to support them. And here you're incorporating them into your business, which is awesome.
Yes, we always look to hire vets. We look to, you know, with VA loans, we will always give a vet the benefit of the doubt. We will do whatever we can to help them get into a home. You know, they're coming back from being overseas. And, you know, when I think about the sacrifice that our veterans make, I'm away from my kids 2 or 3 days, and I go crazy. Now
yeah.
picture being away from your kids for 9 months.
And then going through the trauma. I mean, they're going through trauma.
Yes.
Over there, and then they come back here and, you know,
in case my wife
back.
Is listening, I'm away from her, too, for 3 or 4 days.
Aww.
And, you know, we model so much in our company after the military. Matter of fact, this is a little something for you, Dolly.
Aww, thank you. What is this?
It's our coin. It's our Homebridge coin.
Oh, I love it.
Now, every fighter pilot has a wingman, and we always say that nobody does anything alone. So our motto is basically, we're your wingman through the whole experience. And it says commit, commit. When a fighter pilot commits, he's pushing it up. He's pushing the throttle up, and boom, they go in, and there's no turning back.
I love this. Thank
you so
much.
But you got to have that on you now. If you're in the military and you're a pilot, you need to have that on you at all times, because if you don't, and your CO asks you, well, where's your coin?
Drinks are on you.
Well, what we do is we make our associates sing, tap dance, do something if they don't have it. So you better be real careful. If we ever call you up and ask for your coin, you better be able to
You know what,
stop
this,
it.
This is really, this is very special to me. I have to tell you a couple of reasons. I was over at the VFW hall. I try to get down there as often as I can in Naperville, the Judd Kendall VFW hall. And my buddy, Sergeant Jack Schiffler, is over there. He used to be the head of that VFW hall. I'm going to pull out his coin. Anyway, one night, this is really special to me, this coin. Doug, you have no idea. Because this is a tradition with the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of the Naperville Marines coins, Marine Corps. And then I also got a coin from the Carroll Stream Fire Department. I was MC for their 9/11 ceremony. And so these coins are very special to me. Not because, this is how they told me to use them. They said, Dolly, you know, whenever you're in a bar and you run across a Marine or a firefighter or someone from Homebridge Financial, if you slap that coin on the bar, drinks are on them if they don't have their coin with them.
Exactly right.
It's like this unspoken, you know, code. It's so funny. But more importantly, I carry these in my purse to remind me of the men and women that have sacrificed so much for our country, for me, for my freedom. And this is how I honor them. And this is just a reminder every day. I leave it in my purse. They're quite heavy. My purse gets really heavy, but it's worth it. So I carry it around. Like, they carry the burdens, carry all the stress and the trauma, the emotional trauma that hopefully we're, as a country, helping them get through for everything they've done for us.
And the physical trauma as well, what they go through. My cousin is a vet, and he went through another surgery yesterday. Since he was in the Gulf War, I think this is like his 11th surgery.
Wow.
Being there. So, you know, when they
kind of surgery is it?
He had sustained wounds to his leg, and there were a lot of skin grafts, and he has a rod in it. And
what's his name?
His name is Chris Rotella.
Chris.
And he's in the hospital healing now over in New Jersey.
Wow. Well, let's do a shout out to Chris. Chris, thank you so much for your service. And your Doug is here, Doug Rotella from Homebridge Financial. Thank you so much for that coin. That means a lot. I love your company, your mission. I love a company with a social conscience, and that's what I got from you guys. I don't have anybody on the show that it sponsors the show. I say sponsor because really it is when you sponsor, you're not just advertising on the show. I mean, yeah, but you're supporting all the good that we put into the show, the efforts that we put into, the good guests, the non-for-profits, and our military and veterans. So I that's one of the reasons why I really, really was thrilled to partner with Homebridge Financial for this, and because you're going to give me a good rate on a mortgage. I'm teasing. How are things looking? Real quick, we'll wrap it up, Doug. How are things looking for someone who wants to get a mortgage in the near future? Is now the time to do it? Should they wait?
It's a great time to do it. Mm-hmm. Rates are still low. I think they're going to, you know, they are anticipating slight increases from the Federal Reserve. Yesterday, the Fed met, and they came out with their minutes, and they were a little dovish. They're not you know, whether
they didn't raise rates, right, yesterday?
They didn't, but we are anticipating one in September. We've priced it into the market.
Okay.
The big question is there going to be one in December as well? And I think what's going to happen is they'll probably do September, and that'll be a probably a quarter point rise to the Fed funds rate. And probably they'll look to see what happens over the next 3 or 4 months. Example, today, CPI and PPI came out, and they were both slightly below the expectations, showing that inflation is still tame. And obviously, if interest rates are very hawkish of what happens with inflation, home starts are moving well. I would probably say that we'll see some rise in the interest rates over the next year, but I wouldn't say anything horrific. I mean, we'll probably be in that mid-4 range, which historically, being that you and I are almost contemporaries, but you're a little younger than I am, we can remember
a lot younger. I'm kidding.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good.
You look great, Doug. I don't know how old you are, but you do look great. Come on, you got to be in your 40s. So, all right, we won't go there, but you do look great.
Actually, the worst thing was my daughter saw a picture of me when I was in high school wrestling, and I was standing there, and she looked at me, and she goes, "Dad, what happened?" I'm like, "Oh my God."
Oh, jeez, no way. And speaking of your daughter, she's very. I got to do a shout out to her. She's a really talented singer.
Yeah.
I see her videos on YouTube or on your Facebook page.
And on YouTube, she just got picked
so
up.
Proud.
She had someone call her, and now Disney, I think, is going to sign her.
All right, what is her name?
Kylie
Rotella. Check her out. She's so talented. I saw her playing the piano, just picking up a tune.
She's
and
an amazing lyricist.
There's no
child
music in front
drawing
of her. She's just playing the piano,
yeah,
and singing.
Makes
that
up her own
beautiful
lyrics. And
gosh,
I have no. I can't even hear the tone, so it's. I don't know where it came from.
Well, you know what's great is that she has a passion and she loves what she does, like you. And
mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. And we talk about this on the show. You know, you could be successful in anything that you're passionate about. So go after what you love and that you're passionate about. You like making a difference in people's lives, seeing them get a mortgage, seeing them get a home. That really, you know, it's got to make you feel good when someone gets a mortgage and they're in a home. That's their dream.
Absolutely.
You made it happen. So same with her. She's probably really happy child, you know.
She is,
so,
and she just did a really nice little presentation for some veterans' homes back in New Jersey, and she won her art contest by drawing something with a Marine as her guardian angel.
Oh.
So she's won the
all
art
right, next time you're
years
in town, you got to bring her along. We'd love to meet her, have her sing. All right?
Okay, we'll
would
bring
you do
her
that? Promise?
You got it.
All right. Doug Rotella with Homebridge Financial Services.
Thank you, Dolly.
And now, a new Hawks fan. I'm teasing you, Doug. Go Giants. Thanks for coming by, Doug.
Thank you, Dolly. Great to be here.
All right. Today is Thursday. Live. The show is live. The Blackhawks are just about to start their parade in Chicago.
You're flying high.
They're parade along downtown Chicago. We're doing some sign language in the studio with my intern. What is it, Tim?
Did you have a mug?
Do I need a mug? Do I have a mug for Doug? Yeah, I think Doug already has it. We got a mug shot. Do you need a mug? Yeah. So we're going to do a shout-out to our Chicago Blackhawks. And I have to say, hey, Doug, happy Father's Day, because some of our listeners on WCKG are going to be listening on Sunday, and that happens to be Father's Day. So, you know, not Father's Day right this moment when we tape it live, but, you know, Sunday when you hear the show, it'll be Father's Day. So we want to do a shout-out to all the dads. Happy Father's Day, and honor our dads out there. I know I'm thinking of my dad. My dad passed away like 25 years ago. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of the man. So don't ever underestimate, don't ever discount the value of fathers in your lives. And I hope you all have someone, not if it's not a father figure of some sort, that gives you comfort and love and is your number one fan. I was very lucky and that I had a father who loved me, showed me his love, and he was my number one fan. I've never had someone like that. No one's replaced that, but I was lucky to have that. How about you, Tim?
Yeah.
You got to do a shout-out to your dad. I know you and your dad are really close.
Yeah, my dad and I are really close, actually. Yeah. So, hey, Dad.
All right.
Happy Father's Day.
You got anything you want to say, Doug, on our Father's Day?
We're
honoring you. Awesome, Dad. You want to say something to your dad? Or?
Well, my dad passed away 6 years ago, years ago, too. But, yeah, but you're right. You never discount it, and you never realize what an influence your dad was in your life until they're gone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Don't take it for granted.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, happy Father's Day, Doug.
Thanks, Dolly.
All right, coming up next, we have Lisa Thompson from Blue Sky Bakery and Cafe. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I said hello. Hello, Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice to have you back where you belong.
have a passion for doing good in the world? Well, I sure do, and I know a lot of my listeners do, and that's why I need you all to join me making a difference. We're running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th, in the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-mile walk at Freedom Commons. We're raising money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. To register, go to www.rotaryfreedom5k.com. Register, and I'm so proud. The Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be the presenting sponsor of this run and walks. Please join me on July 11th. We're going to make a difference in the world, and it's going to be a great morning. July 11th, it's going to be a beautiful Saturday morning. I know it's going to be fantastic weather, and we'll have breakfast there. Lots of goodies in the morning for you, so consider joining me. Bring your family and friends along. You won't regret it. It's something good to do, very good to do, a sweet thing to do. Speaking of sweets, we are so thrilled to have in the studio with us today Blue Sky Bakery and Cafe. This bakery was started 7 years ago. It's a non-for-profit. I asked him, I said, we need to find some more non-for-profits on this show. There's so many out there, but we need to find some very unique ones, and this is very unique. This is a company that Lisa Thompson started. Lisa's in the studio now. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for coming all the way in here and bringing all of these delicious sweets here. I've been snacking. You can't really tell, but I've been snacking on this delicious blueberry scone. These scones look gorgeous.
Thank you.
We should take a picture of this and post this on social media so people can see this. And these cookies here. What kind of cookies are these?
Those are our chocolate chunk cookies.
Oh, man. Those look delicious. Okay, tell us what you brought along.
So I have, we're best known for our scones. So we have our white cheddar chive scone, our mixed berry scone, our pear ginger almond scone, and our cranberry whole wheat scone. And we also have a blueberry coffee cake muffin and a banana mocha muffin.
Oh, a banana mocha muffin. That's different. Okay, I definitely have to try that one. You know what makes this bakery so unique is they serve homeless and at-risk youth by providing them with supportive and transitional employment at the bakery.
Yeah.
Now, Lisa, when you started this bakery, was this part of it from the get-go, or did you say, I want to start a bakery and this came after? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The employment part actually came first. I really never had a dream to run a restaurant or a bakery, but I've always worked in the nonprofit field and done fundraising and programming and really love working with adolescents. And the more time I spent with them, the more I saw that employment was really a strong need for them, especially for youth who are homeless and staying in shelters. And they really need specialized employment. It's not enough just to, you know, tell them to go apply for a job at Target or tell them where there's job openings. They really need support and encouragement and more resources than they can get just from working on their own. So I thought it would be great to start an organization that actually provided them with employment but also had an opportunity to earn revenue. So that's where the idea for the bakery came from.
Oh, that, and I love that. I really love. So I salute you for that. Because that really, and that must be your passion, because that is work. That's real work. So you really have to love it to get up every morning. And, I mean, just owning a bakery itself. I know when I do Easter at my house, you know, Easter morning breakfast, I'm exhausted. You know, from all the shopping and then preparing the bread and the coffee cake and all that. I'm exhausted. But to do that every day for the masses, and you have a lot of help, but it still has got to be a huge undertaking for you. It's mind-boggling. I can't even think of that. You must really love it.
I do. I really love it. I love the baking part, and I love our customers at the cafe and at the farmer's market, and I love the youth, and I love that we're able to see them every day and see them learning and changing throughout the 12 weeks that they're at the bakery, and really I love being part of that process for them.
So they're there for 12 weeks,
yes.
And we'll get into what kinds of things they're learning and the skills that you're helping them develop, but then after that, you find them permanent employment too?
Yes, we have a social worker that comes into the bakery once a week, and between working with her and working with us, we work with them throughout the 12 weeks to work on getting their resume updated, doing mock interviews, working on some other soft skills like professional communication and presenting themselves appropriately in the workplace. And so they usually start looking for work around the 9-week period, but we have some great restaurant partners in the city and organizations that are always willing to interview our youth and hire them. We're always looking for more. So if there's anyone listening that has entry-level openings for young adults, we're always looking for other partners in the food service industry who would be willing to give a young person a chance who is just getting started out working, because long-term permanent employment really is the goal for the youth.
Mm-hmm. How is the environment in Chicago with that? I mean, I know when I go into Jewel, I see those mentally challenged kids bagging and working at the grocery, and they're just delightful.
They've obviously come from environments like you where they've gotten great training, and they're just thrilled to be there, and they've got great skills. They're very teachable. I mean, I speak like they, you know, but they're us. They're part of our human race. They're part of Chicago, and it's so nice that they're not being shunned out and, you know, they're not teachable, they're not workable. That's not the case. We know that these people can make a difference and are good workers.
Absolutely.
Reliable, very reliable, too.
Absolutely. Most of the youth that we work with, really, they just truly need a chance to work, and
just
they
chance,
will be
yeah.
As much of an asset to the workplace as anyone else. You know, they just really want an opportunity to be given some responsibility and be given a chance to step up and take it.
Well, we are talking to Lisa Thompson. She is from Blue Sky Bakery and Cafe. It was started about 7 years ago. And you're in what area of town?
We are in the North Center neighborhood, so sort of West Lakeview. We're on
Lincoln.
Just north of Addison.
Okay, 3720 North Lincoln Avenue, and you're open on Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, Saturdays from 8 to 3, and Sunday from 9 to 2. The only day off is Monday?
Yes.
I did the math here. I see. I'm looking. Wow. And you're probably doing cleaning and sanitizing on Mondays, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're working.
Yes,
so,
there's always
Lisa,
something.
She is one of the hardest working ladies I know in Chicago. Oh, my goodness. I would love to come to your cafe. Would you invite me over there sometime?
Of course.
And check it out.
Love
well,
to
I'll come
you.
In on my own and have breakfast or something. What other things can I find in the bakery? You said a cafe, so what other things can we breakfast in there, lunch?
Sure. We have a breakfast sandwich that we serve all day, and that's on our house-made bread. And we also do quiche, so we always have a quiche with different seasonal vegetables in it. We actually maintain an organic garden up on Lawrence and California that's part of a large community garden.
You are part of it. You have all – this is organic you're now into?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have – so the chives that are in our cheddar chives scone are actually from our garden. And
yeah, I'm
going to
take some. Tim, did you have any of these scones?
Get in.
I'll try a little bit.
I'm really enjoying this blueberry scone, but I also want to try that chocolate mocha. Chocolate chip mocha?
The chocolate
mocha.
Yeah,
that's
mine. The chocolate
mocha? Right here, where my thumb is.
This one is?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try it for you, Dolly.
There you go.
Oh, look at him. I said that's mine, and he did. Give that to me.
Tim's out of control over here.
He is out of control. This is good.
Yeah, actually very good, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, that has a little espresso in it. That's what makes it
well, I didn't
our
eat
mocha
the mocha espresso. What is this? You're eating
the mocha banana muffin.
The mocha banana muffin. Okay, and I'm eating the cheddar chive, and that is delicious.
Oh, good.
Delicious. So good. And they're good size.
Yeah.
You're not chintzy.
No, we try
we
to
like,
make sure when these fall.
We like big plates in Chicago, big size scones, big muffins. You know,
yes.
Not because we want to eat that much. We want a good value.
Absolutely. Bang for your
and
buck.
You also have this tasty granola here that I dug into right before the show. That's yummy. What's in that?
That is our maple cashew granola. So it has whole cashews, almonds, coconut, dark brown sugar, maple syrup. So that's great with yogurt and fresh fruit or just out of the bag.
Very fresh. Oh, I've got a full mouth of food here. All very fresh food here. So,
thank you.
If someone listening wants to get involved with the bakery or help you,
yes.
You also are a grant writer, so you get a lot of grants to help you out.
We try. We're having a site visit with the Field Foundation this afternoon, so knock on wood that will go well. So a lot of our income does come from selling our pastries at the cafe and through catering and the farmers markets, but we still rely on grants as well for about a third of our income. So we are sort of like a typical social enterprise. You know, part of what we're doing we're able to earn, but some of it is still reliant on philanthropy. So we do fundraisers a couple times a year. We're always happy for any sort of donations, and you can make a donation through our website, and that's 100% tax deductible.
Fantastic.
And we are
blueskybakery.org.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, what makes you get up every day? What's your passion besides the bakery?
Gosh.
You don't have to say the bakery stuff, but what is it? I'm going to do a rapid fire on Lisa here.
Oh, my gosh. I eat one of those muffins that you're eating and have a double espresso every single morning.
Do you really?
I do, every morning.
Wow, and you look fantastic. How do you stay so thin?
Thank you. Stress. I feel like stress is a really good weight loss mechanism.
Get out.
I don't know if that's proven. I don't think there's any doctors here to tell me I'm wrong.
Is it stress because there's so many people that rely on your leadership, or you got to be more of a delegator? I think.
Yeah, it's
got to
let
go a little.
I probably should. That's probably very good advice. It's sort of hard managing, you know, balancing between a bakery where we have wedding clients and people wanting to talk about their wedding cake and fondant.
Oh,
and
we do wedding cakes too.
We do. Yes, we do wedding cakes, and then we also have youth that have
parole officers stopping by the bakery for a visit. And then we have, you know, so we're really balancing all the needs of a restaurant and the needs of a customer, and then balancing the needs of our youth and being concerned about their housing and their, you know, all of the stress in their lives. It can be a lot, but I love it. So,
yeah. Well, I can tell she's got this nice smile on her face. She came in here so excited today with her treats. And, oh, I'm definitely taking it. Tim, that cookie is mine. Don't touch. Oh, there's more in there.
There's
looking
more
through
in there.
You
can call this one.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming in and
sharing
more about Blue Sky Bakery. I got to get in there and see this. Tim, thank you for finding Blue Sky Bakery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, I got an awesome intern this year. Yay. So check them out. Hey, come on. You know what? I posted some information about it on social media. If you go to Blue Sky Bakery, let me know how you like it. The pastries are outstanding, and I love this rosemary cheddar scone over here. So good. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck to you.
I wish you
all the best. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, I can't say you're one of Chicago's very own. Is that someone already says that, but you're a doll face. That's what I can say. And that's good as gold. Now, you are awesome. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dolly.
And for all the treats. All right, we'll be right back. Aaron Tippin, country music legend, singer-songwriter. Aaron Tippin is up next. Hang in there, everybody.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor. Those pretty blue sweat shoes. Go, Dolly, go.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
All right, Vanilla Ice, we will see you in July at Kinky Barbecue Fest. Okay, I promised you last week when we talked to Mandy Zahn that we were going to play her new song that was out, and I didn't have it. So I'm going to play that at the end of the show, so I don't want you to think I forgot. I did not forget. But I have to play my interview that was recorded earlier this week with Aaron Tippin. So here it is. Don't go away. Enjoy it. Now, those of you listening on WCKG, if you want to hear the rest of this interview with Aaron Tippin, go to the WCKG website, and you'll see the interview there. And you can also hear the Mandy Zahn song there as well. So here's Aaron Tippin.
Well, you know, it's been 25 years since this guy has been country rocking the USA. We are so thrilled today to have on the show a major recording artist in country music, a platinum-selling artist. He writes for the working class. We love the working class. That's what we're all about here. He's very patriotic. We know we support the military and all our veterans on this show. We talk about it all the time, and I'm just so thrilled to have on Aaron Tippin on the show today. Aaron, can you hear me?
Dolly, I got you. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing awesome, man. I'm just so thankful. Appreciate all those comments. And, man, 25 years. I can't believe I've made it this far.
I can't believe it's only 25 years. You still got a lot of road ahead of you, my friend.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm looking for 25 more now. Don't get me wrong.
You look amazing, by the way. How do you stay in such amazing shape? Thank you. I'll take that. But, you know, really, truly, how do you do it? You look fantastic.
Well, you know, in the old days, I used to really be into it. Now it's just kind of in maintenance mode, and I just do what I can to try to stay in shape. And, yeah, I don't lift good and hard and heavy like I used to. Shoot, man, that's a young man's game. And so all I do now is try to maintain.
Oh, no, are you slowing down?
I am slowing down.
Well, Aaron Tippin is on the phone with us. We are so thrilled to have you. Aaron has released a new album. It's called 25 Songs. How in the heck did you decide what 25 out of all the amazing songs you have out there?
I did a lot of quizzing to a lot of folks, you know, that fans especially and folks around me close to this career and folks in the music business and writers and stuff, and said, hey, what's your favorite old Aaron Tippin song? You know, and just started just asking around, you know. So that kind of got me to the first 10 and the ones that are on there. And then as far as the new ones, you know, I've just been writing for a long time, probably 6 years, getting ready for this very thing, you know, Aaron Tippin in 25 years. So, heck, you know, I had a lot to choose from. but also I wanted it to be about the journey of Aaron Tippett, you know, and the 25 years and how far we've come, you know, and so that's why it was, you know, it's important to me to get this album out, because the entire album is just 25 years and that journey across those 25 years.
Yeah, really exciting journey. We followed you for those 25 years. And now Aaron Tippett is going to be in Chicago for the Kankakee Barbecue Fest July 11th. But before that, next week you're over at the CMA Fest. Is that right?
Yeah, I sure am. No kidding.
A lot
buddy.
Of
Big deal, I'll tell you that, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, gosh. You know, we'll be down there next year. A lot of listeners of this show are already down there, and I'll be talking to a few of my listeners that are down there. So stay tuned for more on that. But he'll be down at
Good.
CMA
Maybe
Fest.
Good, maybe don't run into me.
Oh, I'm telling them to look for you. They are. They're already
Good,
on the hunt for you.
Good.
But I'm excited to see you in closer to town, closer to Chicago, at Kankakee Barbecue Fest, July 11th. The good folks over there are throwing together a country night. And you are the man. You are the man. You know, he's one of the good guys. Can I say that?
I'll tell you,
one of the good guys.
I appreciate that, Dolly. But, you know, it's a good thing. I tell you, that's why I can't run for office, because if you get digging around in my closet, you're going to find a lot of stuff.
Well, you know what? I know what people love about you, Aaron, and you know this, but maybe you don't. You know, they just love you write for the working class. And we love America, and we love how you support our veterans, our military. A lot of people don't know this, that you are a huge supporter of the military, the Second Amendment. You're a pilot, too. I found out. I was just on the phone with David Lee Murphy last week, and he was telling me about you're a pilot. I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did, you know,
talented.
Before I got in the music business. I was a corporate pilot, and, you know, I soloed on my 16th birthday. I was multi-engine commercial instrument ready by the time I was 18. I'm also a certified flight instructor. I'm also a helicopter pilot, and I'm also a certified aircraft mechanic. So I meant to be in the aviation business. As a matter of fact, I'm standing in the hangar with all my airplanes right now, getting ready to light in and go to work on one as soon as me and my youngest son go fly around in the Cub a little bit and get him a little time.
I just love that accent. You got to love this man. I love it. You're
and
so
as far as the working class Americans, you know, like I said, I'm standing here in my hangar. And, buddy, we'll have our hands all the way up to our elbows in airplane mechanic in just an hour or so. And also, as far as our troops go, man, there is nobody, no Americans that deserve more respect and more honor, man. And I always pay as much attention to them as I possibly can. It's why I go down range. I have for many, many years. My career started off with Bob Hope. Christmas of 1990. As a matter of fact, when you open up the double disc album, Aaron Tippett 25, the top left corner, the first picture, is a picture of Bob Hope holding a microphone to my mouth while I'm singing to about 200 Marines sitting in the sand in the middle of Saudi Arabia desert. So it all started with me and our U.S. troops, and I continue that friendship today.
Yeah, that is a great – I have to check that picture out. That is so awesome to have that moment.
It really
Bob
is
Hope.
Cool. I'm so proud
Legendary
of that.
Bob Hope. And you now look at this today. Fast forward 25 years, look at you today. The song that the – it's really popular anthem with American soldiers, especially during the Gulf War, you've got to stand for something. But, I mean, if you weren't even fighting in that war, you supported the troops, that song means something to everybody. It takes them back to that moment in time. And you really – this song was just the anthem there. They needed this song, and it was just fantastic. Now you've got a new song called One of the Good Guys that you co-wrote with your wife, Thea Tippett, lovely lady. Tell us what this
sure
song is about for those
who wrote that song about our kind of our hometown heroes, you know, our firemen, our policemen, you know, our EMSers, you know, and everybody that's in our community every day. And, you know, sometimes we don't think of them as heroes, but they really are. And they're doing the things at home that our troops are out there doing, you know, on the battlefield is trying to save our lives and save our freedoms. And you know, so I highly respect those guys, too.
We try not to take them for granted. But when a song like this comes out, it's just a reminder to take a moment and pause and remember those that put their life on the line, really, for all of us. So we honor them, men and women. Thank you, Aaron Tippett, for that. Thank you for that. On behalf of all our military and veterans, and first responders. So tell me, the Second Amendment. I was reading about that. You are a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. How many firearms do you have?
You know, I used to have an outdoor store called Aaron Tippin Outdoors, and so I was actually a firearms dealer for several years. And you know, I was raised around firearms. You know, I grew up on a farm. We hunted, and I learned to respect and appreciate you know, firearms, and still do today. You know, I think it is one of those privileges, and one of the rights that we have. I shouldn't say privilege. It's one of the rights that we have, and I think it's you know, it's very important to you know, defend every right we possibly can, and the keep laws can, because it seems like, you know, time after time we end up losing our rights, and that's, you know, it's just something that's important to me, and not just for the sake of firearms, but the sake of any type of rights. You know, I try to stand up for the rights of everything, anything that doesn't interfere with the happiness or the existence of many other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen. That's what I say. Amen. There's so much that you do. You're so talented. What's next? What? It seems like there's so many challenges.
Well, you know, I've got a new single out. It's called God's Not Through With Me Yet. And you can check it out. Download it on iTunes. And, shoot, man, that's the first time I've ever had anything on iTunes that I put up myself. So I'm very proud of this. And, boy, it's exciting. It's one of those cool songs in all of the songs that are on this album that really is it's about the journey. And Aaron Tippin, a lot of folks may not know. You know, I've been hit by lightning twice. You know,
I've had
two engine failures in airplanes and landed them and walked away from them. So, you know. When you're a young guy, I always tell everybody this, when you're a young guy, you always wonder why you're still here. And as a young guy, I kind of thought I was in charge of getting those airplanes back on the ground and safely and saving everybody's life. But, you know, once you get up to my age, you realize you're not in charge of any of that, really. You know, it's all God. And the only reason I'm still here is because he's not finished. I don't know what he wants me to do, but I know one thing. I'm here and talking to you right now. So far, unless a comet hits me in the next 10 seconds, I guess he's got something else he needs me to do.
Well, you know, that's not unlikely to happen to you. You've been struck by lightning twice, so when that comet hits, it's looking for Aaron Tippin, that's for sure. Wow, you are such an inspiration, too, not just an amazing singer, songwriter, performer. Can't wait to see you. Kankakee, July 11th, Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Aaron Tippin, can't wait to see you. You're such an inspiration. Okay, tell me, how would you describe yourself, besides the adventurous type? Are you a sensitive man?
You
ladies, man?
I'm a ladies man. If I roll up in a great big limo, maybe. Otherwise, I'm usually riding up in my old beat up Toyota Corolla station wagon, Daisy, and I ain't too sexy then.
Oh, well, we think that's sexy. Us country gals, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you're coming to Kankakee, which is just, you know, real short ride out of Chicago for this barbecue fest. We had a great time there last year. Joe Diffie was there. And as I mentioned to you, I was on the phone last week with David Lee Murphy. God, that man just loves you. You know that?
Oh, buddy, he is a great guy. And as a matter of fact, he's one of the writers on one of the songs that's on the new 25-year Aaron Tippin album. It's called You Make Me Beautiful. So you got to check it out. It is really cool. I mean, we had a great time writing that little song.
Yeah, he's an amazing songwriter, just like yourself. So when you're in Chicago, when you think of Chicago, what do you go for? What do you think? I got to go to Chicago. When I'm going to Chicago, I got to have what? I'm not going to put any thoughts in your head. I want to hear from you, the man, the good guy. What is
I gotta have a dog.
A hot dog?
That's right. That's right.
Did you put ketchup on your hot dog?
No ketchup. Mustard only.
Oh, right. Okay, you are an adopted son. That's for sure. There's no ketchup in Illinois. We're on a hot dog. No way.
No, that's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, you could get arrested for that. That's funny. You're a riot. Oh, my God. Aaron, it's so great to talk to you. We're looking forward to seeing you at Kankakee Barbecue Fest July 11th. Don't miss it, folks. We're giving away free tickets on this show to see Aaron Tippin at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Are you excited about this show?
I can't wait. This is awesome. It's a great place like that to turn loose some of this new music, you know, and try it out on folks. So it's very exciting, very fun for me.
Well, we're looking forward to having you and seeing you there, that's for sure. Well, it was great talking to you. You come back, and I'm going to look for you at the fest. Can we get you on camera to say a few words to our fans here in Chicago?
Absolutely. You know, I'd love that. Come on back to the bus. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I love it. God, I love your accent.
How good. I've been working on it all day.
You got to love this country boy. All right, well, have a safe flight. You're going to be flying into
Kankakee. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Dottie.
Are you flying yourself into Chicago or Kankakee Airport? How are you doing this?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. Most of the time I ride the bus just because I enjoy being with the guys. We always got stuff to work on as far as the show. And so generally I ride the bus when it comes to a show. And we mostly use airplanes for sport flying. And when we're going somewhere, matter of fact, we leave for Great Falls, Montana next Monday. So we're spending, my wife's in Great Falls, Montana. So we're going up there to visit some of her family.
Oh, that'll be nice. Very nice. Well, enjoy your summer, and we will look forward to seeing you July 11th. And by the way, guys, when you're listening in, download the new album, 25, Aaron Tippin, 25 awesome songs, including his new hit. And one of the good guys is on there, too. Let's do a shout-out to Thea. We can't forget about the lovely
Thea
Tippin.
Yes, please. That one is on iTunes, and also the new single is on iTunes. God's Not Through With Me Yet. And, man, please go to AaronTippin.com and get that new album sent to you. You're going to love it. We did a lot of extra work on the artwork, and it looks great. I'm proud of it.
Well, I got a lot of the songs off of iTunes, but I'm looking forward to getting that CD in my hand for sure. Got to see that Bob Pope
that
picture.
Girl.
You're the best. God bless you for all that you do in this country. We love you, Aaron Tippin.
Thanks, Ty. See you there.
Bye-bye.
I was gonna show them all a Z-28 could outrun anything. But it was somewhere between third and fourth gears where I lost control. And how I walked away without a scratch, the good Lord only knows. Draw off a cigarette could ever see.
All righty, all righty, all righty. That was Aaron Tippin. God's not through with me yet. Nope, he certainly isn't. Not through with me either. I love that song. Don't you love that? Okay, don't forget, Aaron Tippin will be at Kankakee Barbecue Fest July 11th, and that's country night there. I will be there. Come look for me. I'm giving away free tickets to the show, too. So if you go on my social media, send me a message, and I'm so thrilled. I want to give away these free tickets. I love giving away free stuff. So send me a message on social media, and I will send you free tickets to the Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Okay, last week I promised you we talked to Mandy Zahn and the Rural Route 1 band, and we're going to play her new single, See It From the Other Side. I'm going to play that. That's going to be our show close. But right now I got to do a quick reminder, Bright Side Theater. I went to see The Sound of Music last week. Their production of The Sound of Music, you know, this is the 50th anniversary, Tim, did you know that, of the motion picture, The Sound of Music?
I did, actually.
You have heard of The Sound of Music, right?
My father loves The Sound of Music,
so,
of course I've heard it.
A deer, a female deer. And let me tell you, this was fantastic. That woman, do you remember the woman Maria that was in the studio who plays Maria? She was in the studio.
Yeah.
She looks like Maria, she acts like Maria, she sings like Maria, she's just phenomenal. And shame on me for not having her name right in front of me, but that actress is fantastic. The show is spectacular. Go see it. The Sound of Music at the Brightside Theater. If you'd like to get tickets, it's brightsidetheater.com, and it plays through June 28th. So it's not too late to go. You can always call them and get the tickets, 630-637-SHOW. And again, brightsidetheater.com. All right, we want to do a shout-out to NapervilleAlarm.com and Homebridge Financial for sponsoring this segment of the Dolly McCarthy Show. You know, it's time to end the show. We always end the show on a good note, even though I sound really bummed. The show is over. Does this show need to be 2 hours long or what?
Yeah.
It's like Dolly hit fast
forward.
We're
cramming a lot, yeah. We're cramming a lot in.
We're a little over this week, too. But we're having a great time. You know, I always like to end the show on a good note, and I always tell you, be positive. Stay positive. Hey, chin up. That's what my dad used to say to me. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, be good to me. Like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow The Good Show on Twitter. And if you do all of that, drop me a note, and, you know, you just might be a lucky winner of free tickets. We've got Kankakee Barbecue tickets to give away. He was there last year. I made a mistake. It's actually Vanilla Ice, Aaron Tippin, Craig Wayne Boyd, who's going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
Craig Wayne Boyd from The Voice.
Boyd.
Oh, my God. Can't wait to meet that guy in person and run my fingers through his hair. Oh, wait till you hear. We did record the interview already. Wait till you hear what I said to this man. He's going to think I'm a nut job. Or he probably already does. No, I was teasing him. That's what we do in Chicago. We love to tease. And, you know, oh, well, whatever. You know, he's teasable. I'm going to stop right here. It was a good show, wasn't it, Tim? Thank you so much. Thanks to Blue Sky Bakery, Homebridge Financial, Doug Rotella. I forgot to mention Lisa Thompson with Blue Sky Bakery. And my sister Lulu, Cara Vett, out on Route 66, wishing her a safe ride home. You know, she's having a blast out there. And to Aaron Tippin, congratulations on 25 years, 25 awesome songs. Check it out on iTunes, download it, and enjoy it. Hope you liked his song, God's Not Through With Me Yet. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And now, enjoy this one from Mandy Zahn and the Rural Route 1 Band. They just came back from the CMA Fest, and she had a great time. I talked to her this morning, and I'm going to play this song as promised, as we close out the show. All right, everybody, stay good, and we will see you next week on The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. This is Dolly McCarthy signing off. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
I'll talk to